May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pooba of Kuke Audio and Kuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we've got the seventh clip of the lecture Shunyu Suzuki gave on July 22nd, 1965 at Marion Derby's house. I just wanted to look at something here. Oh, I've been saying this is an evening lecture. It's not. It's a morning lecture. Because right here at the end, she says, in a part that was just added, it wasn't included in the earlier transcripts because it's really just something totally different where he talks about the best way to stand and bow and sit. And demonstrates it, and it doesn't. He's saying things like, do it like this and that. At the end, it says, whispered aside, woman's voice, Marion Derby, you're all invited to breakfast. So, I was wrong. I've been saying it was an evening lecture. Nope. Oh, maybe she didn't record the evening ones. Okay, enough of that. Back to business. I'm going to read you what's in the audio clip, and then you're going to hear it. So here we go. But if you understand this true nature, you will find out the true nature within yourself and in every existence. A flower has this nature. Even though it is cold, they are preparing for spring. Even though they do not know, they are making a good effort to come up in the spring. So when we become aware of it, we will know that this nature we have is universal nature to every existence. But this awareness of true nature is limited to human beings. So this awareness is very important, and this awareness is, in short, to try to do something good is our spirit. We don't know why we should try to improve ourselves. No one knows. There is no reason for it, or it is beyond discussion. Even though you cannot discuss why, it is, the nature is, our true nature is so big, it is out of comparison, out of our intellectual understanding. So it makes any sense, even though you discuss it. I think that should be so it doesn't make any sense, even though you discuss it. That's what he means to say there, I think. I will send a note to my compatriots working on this stuff. So let me repeat that. So it doesn't make any sense, even though you discuss it. What are you talking about? Those who are aware of it will laugh at you if you discuss about it why it is so big a problem to discuss. This is why we bow to Buddha. So that's very interesting. Once again, he says it's only human beings who can be aware of our true nature. Maybe, I don't know. I don't see why. But like I said, the prior time he said it, I don't think it's important to what he's talking about. But he does go back to this is why we bow to Buddha. This is a long, circuitous trip in this taught. Now, this is the second reason why we bow to Buddha. We bow to Buddha in the first place to get rid of our self-centered, get beyond our, just our being attached to some idea of self. But he said the second reason, and then he starts talking about how we want to improve ourselves, and we want to be good, and this and that, and he goes around, and then he comes back to this at the end. He says, we don't know why we're like this, and I really like it when he says, there's no reason for it. We don't know why we should try to improve ourselves. No one knows. There is no reason for it. It's beyond discussion. That's very interesting. Altruistic, it's not just improve ourselves, it's to help others, to save all beings. It's that, to improve ourselves is also a type of altruism. That's been discussed by thinkers, philosophers, various people, where this altruistic urge comes from. Now, he takes care of that as far as he's concerned, saying, well, no one knows why. There's no reason for it. It's beyond discussion. Isn't that a relief? I love that. I keep coming back to statements like that by him, and I go, oh, yeah, boy, I'm in the right place. and then he says, so it doesn't make any sense, even though you discuss it. What are you talking about? Those who are aware of it will laugh at you if you discuss it. It's such a big problem to discuss. This is why we bow to Buddha. So I'm going to play his clip on this. Then I'll do that last one where he talks about how to stand and stuff. I'll read the whole thing, and you'll hear the whole thing next week. I was going to read the introduction. No, I don't think there is an introduction. I was going to read the first chapter of Thank You and Okay and start, doing those. I think I'm ready to do that. Then a thunderstorm came up. We're having a very late rainy season, really. It just never stopped. I can't tell you. I mean, for months, Katrinka's been saying, well, I guess the rainy season is over, and it's sort of petering out now. And then the next thing you know, it never goes more than a few days without rain. I love it, man. I could live with it being like this all year, because you get plenty of sun even in the rainy season. There are some times in the rainy season where it will seem like there's no end to it, but generally that's not true. Generally there's just, like an hour, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours of rain, and then, not, it's various mixes of rain and no rain, but a lot of mix. I always found I could get to the beach just about any day during the rainy season if I really wanted to. There's always some time, Okay, so let's hear what he has to say. And tomorrow night, or sometime this weekend, I will post, the second podcast with Andy Ferguson. A very knowledgeable guy. It's really well worth listening to the stuff he has to say. So I've just got to go over it, get it ready, put it up, and we'll get that up. And I'm going to try to start reading some of this chapters of Thank You Note K and get them ready to post too. Okay, here we go. Let's hear Mr. Suzuki on this Buddha nature and why we try to improve ourselves.
But if you understand this true nature, you will find out the true nature within yourself. And in every existence, for our hearts, this nature, even though it is cold, they are preparing for spring. Even though they do not know they are making good effort to come up in spring. When we become aware of it, we will know that this nature we have is universal nature to every existence. But this awareness of true nature is limited to human being. So this awareness is very important. And this awareness is, in short, to try to do something good. It's our spirit. We don't know why we should try to try to improve ourselves. No one knows. There's no reason for it. It is beyond discussion. Even though you cannot discuss why our true nature is so big, it is out of comparison, out of our intellectual understanding. So it makes any sense even though you discuss it. What are you talking about? Those who are aware of it will laugh at you if you discuss about it, good or bad. Why? Why it is so, it's so big problem to discuss. This is why we bow to Buddha.
This has been a Qk Audio podcast. I'm DC Puba of Qk Audio and Qk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Dog and Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.